Now today's top federal headlines. Members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee are pressing DHS for more details on its struggling IT modernization program for immigration forms. The Citizenship and Immigration Services program to modernize forms is delayed and has cost more than $1 billion. Members of the committee want a briefing from Secretary Jay Johnson by November 20th. And a major IT project continues to struggle at the Social Security Administration. Jason Miller has the details in the IT special report.
SSA's disability case processing system is behind schedule and yet to deliver true functionality after 7 years. The SSA Inspector General reports the DCPS program aims to improve the speed and quality of the disability process. But after 7 years and $334 million, auditors say SSA's beta versions have significant functionality limitations. The lack of updated processes is causing SSA delays in completing claims and requiring workarounds. I'm Jason Miller.
The Postal Service ends the fiscal year with a $5 billion net loss. This is the ninth straight year of billion-dollar losses for USPS, though revenue is up 1.5% at nearly $69 billion. Postmaster General Megan Brennan says the agency needs legislative reform so it can stay competitive in the industry. The Government Accountability Office says DOD and the Coast Guard should inspect their programs aimed at recruiting more female officers. A new study shows an overall slight increase in female officer accession rates, with the Coast Guard having the highest increase. However, the office recommends the agencies put oversight framework in place to review recruitment initiatives. Veterans Affairs Inspector General says the agency could do a better job preparing facilities for earthquakes. The IG says the VA did not effectively identify earthquake risks for 15 of 97 essential buildings located in high seismic zones. They recommend management officials implement procedures to improve seismic risks in VA's buildings. The Pentagon's top budget official says he was surprised by the latest budget deal, including the fact that it paved the way for 2 years of budget certainty for DOD. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
DOD's comptroller says the department certainly didn't get everything it wanted out of the bipartisan budget agreement, but DOD leaders are pretty pleased with the fact that it offers at least some degree of stability over the next 2 years. He says the 2017 budget will most likely be delivered on time, but without any policy surprises. He says the arrangement also leaves unanswered questions for the next administration about how to handle overseas contingency operations. The current bargain uses those OCO accounts as a relief valve for sequestration, but there's no guarantee that any future administration will abide by the same budgeting terms. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Still no word on what a top military aide did to get fired by DOD Secretary Ash Carter last Thursday. Army Lieutenant General Ron Lewis was removed from his job after allegations of misconduct. Defense officials could not comment on the details because of privacy laws. In a statement, Carter said the Army may take appropriate action against Lewis once the Inspector General completes its investigation. When politics heat up, federal managers need to remember you've got no throwaway lines. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
The Hatch Act is clear. No politicking by career federal employees while on the job or anytime in their official capacities. Set a neutral tone in the office, and whatever your leanings, it's wise to keep them to yourself. No displays like lapel pins. No campaign contribution asks. In new guidance, the Office of Special Counsel reminds people to keep politics off your official social media. I'm Tom Temin.
A group of feds want the White House to close the government the day after Thanksgiving. A petition started November 6th is asking President Obama to make November 27th a paid federal holiday this year in an effort to improve morale. The petition only has 18 signatures so far and needs 100,000 for the White House to consider it. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.